The clock is ticking for Optus to get its streaming services fixed for the World Cup by Wednesday evening. The telco holds exclusive rights for most World Cup matches, but has struggled to smoothly stream matches via its website and mobile apps. It's left fans furious and forced Optus to allow SBS to broadcast all games until at least Wednesday morning. Penny Timms reports.
Optus's TV commercial promoting its coverage of the FIFA World Cup hasn't aged well.
Are you serious? Oh my God!
Sucks!
Age.
During a 30-minute Darling press briefing yesterday, Optus chief Alan Liu wouldn't say exactly what the issue was, insisting he wasn't there to point fingers. Soccer fan Andrew Skilton always watches the World Cup. Well, almost always.
I've been to both the 2006 World Cup and went to the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. So I love it. I'm an avid Socceroos fan.
Andrew Liu yesterday said that Optus would be testing the network overnight last night and again throughout today and into Wednesday morning. Did you happen to try your luck with Optus overnight?
I didn't bother. And the simple fact was, unfortunately, you know, once bitten, twice shy.
Mr. Skelton is also a managing director at a telco, and he has his suspicions about what went wrong.
Definitely not the mobile network, because, you know, we were streaming it here on an Optus phone, but off the Telstra broadband and Chromecasting it then onto the TV. So I don't think it's capacity on the mobile network. It may be capacity around the number of users, or it's got to be a software or a licensing or something like that issue. The fact that Alan Liu gave a guarantee that it'd be fixed by the games last night, and then last night decided that he would give SBS all the games for the next 48 hours, it could hint to the fact that they're still trying to work out what actually the issue is.
Paul Woolbank is the news editor at Mumbrella and a former technology reporter. He says glitches like this seem to be pretty common in Australia.
So, yeah, this is a thing of Australian companies tend to under-provision this stuff, and that's because it's so expensive here. One of the big multinational companies, Cloudflare, a few years back said Australia was the most expensive place they operate in.
And he's told ABC Sydney this is a big reputational hit for Optus.
Well, it's a terrible hit for them. So there's two aspects to this. The first is that both Optus and Telstra have been in a battle over sport for the last couple of years. And the English Premier League has proved to be a great success for Optus. That's seen their market share inch up quite a bit over the last 2 years. But also Optus have had a few wins in the courts against Telstra over their campaigns recently, saying that they're a better network than Telstra. So this really is a humiliating loss of face.
Optus hasn't returned AM's calls to see how testing of the system went overnight.
Penny Timms and Antoinette Collins with that report.